Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
Hello, Scaredy Cats. Hope you guys are all having a great day so far. Welcome back to another episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast. If you are new here and love true crime, scary stories, and more, make sure you guys add us to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a brand new spooky episode.
Also, don't forget to follow the podcast on all social media platforms for daily content, or if you want to interact with us and suggest any kind of stories you'd like to hear from us on any upcoming episodes.
Before we do start off the podcast episode, if you don't follow us on YouTube yet, go subscribe to our channel. It's called Sway and Liz. We post videos every Monday, and that's kind of like a different side of us, the non-true crime. We do like fun challenges or just like personal, you know, vlogs and fun stuff like that. We recently just uploaded a video this Monday where we sit down and eat spicy noodles while asking each other some of the spiciest questions or just fun questions overall. So check it out. If you guys haven't yet, make sure you guys drop a like on that video, comment, because we like commenting back to all of you guys. But without further ado, that's enough of us talking. Let's jump right into the episode. And today's story is about an urban legend called El Silbón, or you can call him the Whistle Man. He originated in Colombia and Venezuela. El Silbón is said to be 3 meters tall and is very slender. Along with that, some people have stated that they have seen him with, you know, an old sack over his back where he carries his father's bones in. Imagine seeing this at night.
I'd feel like I'm dreaming.
I would, yeah.
That's something like, that doesn't sound realistic, right?
Yeah, it sounds like kind of mythical.
Yeah.
I'd probably freeze.
I would too. I'd friggin' be frozen in fear.
Yeah, guys. But he also goes by a different name, which is El Sinfín, which in Spanish, translating to English, means the endless. And he is said to be a ghostly spirit that is very strong when it comes into its physical presence, which is why people can clearly see him. And I don't know what it is about like urban legends, but they just give me goosebumps. Like, I feel like things from other countries are just more real. I don't know what just about them makes me feel like they're true, and it just makes that 10 times scarier for me.
It does. And like, I feel like you hear a lot of things happening more in like Latin countries.
Yeah.
And like you said, like, it's not really like necessarily seen as like, oh, you're crazy for seeing that. It's like, oh, you saw that, I don't want to see that either. So,
and
let's
like people
do
say they've seen it.
Exactly. And I feel like with urban legends too, to me personally, I can never say that any of them are fake, because it's like, if these were fake, someone must have saw something similar to have, you know, created the story, and it was passed on and blah blah blah, you know. So that's what kind of I think about urban legends, or even like any like stories or something like that that have been passed down. That's kind of the way I see it.
Yeah, same here, because it's like, it's not just like a few 5 people, 10 people that like have seen these urban legends. There's thousands of people, mostly like everybody in that like country who has seen that urban legend will tell you stories about their own personal experience.
But you guys, the Whistleman was cursed by his own grandfather for killing his own father. And the reasons why he killed his father vary, because in one story, people said that El Silbón's father discovered that he was with a woman that the family didn't like. She was a street worker, so the father murdered the lady, and as a result of this, El Silbón killed his father. And like, how like freaking novella is that, right?
Yeah, that could literally be made into a novella. But the other one, it said that El Silbón actually was a spoiled boy, and he would act like a brat sometimes. And one day when the family was eating, he refused to eat because he wanted deer, and the father wasn't able to go hunting, so out of frustration, he killed his own father.
Both stories seem pretty brutal, right?
Yeah, but like, who really knows what his true intentions were behind murdering his father, but regardless, they all end the same way.
Like we said, guys, after murdering his father, his grandfather actually cursed him and tortured him by whipping him and then wash his wounds with like kind of like an alcoholic drink.
Yeah,
basically alcohol.
It was called, the drink was called an aguardiente.
The burns and stings. I can't even put like benzoyl peroxide on my freaking scratches, and those are tiny. I couldn't imagine something like that. But after this, they released him to hungry rabid dogs, and since then, El Sibon was never heard of, and no one knows if he died or even survived.
It was said that he would roam around Los Llanos regions in Colombia and Venezuela, which is a very tropical wooded area, and he got his name El Silbón because while roaming around this area that he was, you know, deeply connected to, he would whistle. He would also kill drunks that he came across with and curse partiers and womanizers.
And he doesn't just go after people aimlessly. He actually watches and picks his victims, mostly towards people who are having affairs. And unfortunately though, sometimes the innocent fall victim to him due to his restless, angered soul. And it is said that if you hear his whistle, it is already too late. If I hear whistling, I'm out. Like, yeah. No way.
I just start sprinting, but yeah. I feel like that's why it's like so eerie, his story. Just imagining somebody back in the day, because this dated back a long time ago. Somebody like just walking in the like woods or like hunting. Imagine just hearing a whistle and you thinking it's probably like another hunter or somebody just walking around. But then out of nowhere, you get met with this dude. That'd just be so terrifying.
I just feel like for people who have, you know, ran into the situation and haven't been able to, you know, like pass these stories down, I wonder how they felt after. Because like, yeah. I bet you something like that would be so like, it would just be scary. Yeah, traumatizing. There you go.
And as told by people in Venezuela, there's a story that everyone knows that truly gives people chills. And it's about the man who used to live in Venezuela who was brutally beaten by El Silbón. One night, a ranchero was hosting a small gathering. One of the amigos was getting ready to leave for the party, but he was warned that it was too dangerous to go alone and ride through the forest. But he was way too excited for their gathering and he didn't listen and said that he could defend himself. So he got on his horse and rode off. After a while, as they were crossing a small lake, the caballo stopped in his tracks and began to act very weird. And you know, like, when it comes to horses, I feel like they can sense that type of like energy.
Yeah.
So his horse just like stopped and began to like kind of like trip out. And out of nowhere, you could hear a whistle in the distance. And as is stated, if you hear the whistle and it's far, that means El Silbón is actually very close by, which reminds me of the Llorona, you know, when they said that if the Llorona's weeps sound far away, that she's actually closer than you think.
It's almost like they're trying to throw you off, you know, like to trick you, right?
Yeah, but as the whistle got louder, the horse threw the man off and ran away. While the man was trying to get up, the whistle slowly faded away and he thought, you know, whatever it was, probably just leaving. And he started dusting off the dirt, but something giggled behind him. And as he turned immediately, he was face to face with a tall, slender person with devilish eyes that began to whack him with a bone and then beat him so bad that the man looked unrecognizable. And after this, El Silbón walked away and just laughed. That's so creepy.
That's brutal.
But luckily, the man survived and eventually found his horse and he got on it and just raced to the ranchero's gathering.
And once he got to the ranch, everyone's scream was in shock due to all the blood he was losing. And honestly, I'll just say this, he has a lot of like strength to like be able to get on the horse after a beating like that. Jesus. But
beaten by a bone.
Yeah, but the ranchero and his friends helped the man out and got him fixed up. But he stated to him that he was very lucky because whom he had come across was El Silbón, and most of his victims don't make it out alive. There has been other stories of how violent he has left drunks, and it's said that once he picks his targets, he lures them into the wooded areas and kind of like toys with them by scaring them with his whistle. And once they are vulnerable, he punctures a hole into the victim's stomach and drains the alcohol before he removes all of their bones from the same opening.
That's brutal.
That really is. So it kind of makes me think, like, how did, you know, what way did this guy like end up the way he did, right? Which story was right? Because what he's doing to his victims is way far.
Yeah, people believe that the reason why he is like so angered with like people, like drunks basically, is because of
his dad.
But you know how his grandpa washed his wounds with alcohol.
Yes, yeah.
So that basically, people say that that's why he like basically hates drunks. He's a very evil spirit, and there's actually been stories of people who have died inside their own home just because they heard El Silbón's whistle. There was one instance that was reported of a family who was sleeping and was awakened in the middle of the night by a loud bang at their front door, which was accompanied by an eerie whistle. Not knowing what this was, the man and his wife get up to check and they didn't see anything. But after a few minutes, once again, they heard a loud boom and a whistle. This time the whistle sounded louder and closer. The man who was angry at this point opened the door and there was nobody there, but he believed it probably was some kids from a nearby house messing with them. So he began to curse and yell, and after this he closed his door and they went to go lay down. But remember that when you hear it like close by, he's actually far away. So it could be that he was making his way to this guy's house.
I almost filled up with his whistles, it's like vice versa, right? Mm-hmm. Because when it's close by, he's farther away. But when it's farther away, he's close by, right? Is that how it works?
They were saying in this story that it basically targeted that guy's house and it was making his way to that house, and that's why it sounded that he was close by, but he was actually far away. Because an hour or so later, he was awakened by a faint laugh by his ear while he was laying in bed. And the weird thing was that he wasn't able to move. And when he tried to yell, he couldn't yell. So it almost seemed like if he was having sleep paralysis, but he was dragged out of his bed silently by El Silbón and was dragged out of his house into a wooded area near his home. And he was brutally murdered and skinned by El Silbón. And once the police found the remains, they literally couldn't explain what could have done this to this man.
Yeah, and obviously like not even an animal can do that. So I feel like if I was the police, I'd be like, you know, like what the heck? Like what could be a rational explanation for something as brutal as this?
Imagine being the police and just having to like investigate that and not knowing what it is. That'd be so terrifying. Scary.
Honestly, that'd be my last day on the job. Yeah, but
it's too much for me.
Yeah. But an interesting fact about the land he lives in or roams around in used to be populated by an indigenous tribe called the Wahibos, and is said to have a very strong spiritual energy in certain spots of the land. But around the time that El Silbón originated, it was the 19th century, most of the land was taken over by rancheros. So that's pretty interesting. And I feel like a lot of lands like this have a lot of history, but also come with a lot of spirits with it, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel, right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I feel like in other countries, especially where like indigenous people used to live, I just feel like there's so much like spiritual energies in those regions.
And like kind of like how we had talked about the Bolon tribe, remember that one? We had talked about that one I think a few episodes back, but where they were at and stuff like that, people say that when you literally walk in the area where they lived in, you can feel that energy, and it's almost like you're feeling what they felt, right? And so like I don't know, it's just like they have this certain connection and they still have it there, you know, like it's still kept there for like years. And I find that so interesting. And it just like it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it is. But you want to know one way you guys can survive El Silbón if you're ever around Colombia or Venezuela? Is to have a dog, because he hates dogs.
And I really feel like dogs are like good protectors, especially around spirits. I don't know what it is about them, but they got them.
So it said that the way to survive him is to have dogs, because like I said, he hates dogs due to the fact that he was released into like rabid dogs by his grandfather. So that's why that connection, he hates dogs. So a dog literally can save your life from El Silbón.
And it basically makes him vulnerable, right? Yeah. Because of his past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's actually an annual celebration of El Silbón's folktale in Venezuela, which is, I think, cool. But he's like an evil, like urban
spirit,
legend.
Yeah.
But even like when it comes to the Llorona, people celebrate her in Mexico and stuff like that. So I think it's cool that either way, like these places have their urban legends and their tales and they still celebrate them even though they're spooky. But fun fact, he also has a statue in Venezuela that looks cool, but it's very creepy.
I don't think I've seen it, so I'll have to look at it. But
yeah, I saw it yesterday while I was doing research, and it looks creepy, but the statue looks, it's like beautiful. It's like beautiful and creepy.
Wow. And another interesting fact, guys, is that people still to this day hear his whistle. And you know what's crazy though? When we were watching, sorry, I don't mean to spoil this for anybody who hasn't watched Puss in Boots, but remember the death guy that's after him, he's whistling.
You know, it's crazy because when I was doing my research, I did come across somebody's video. It wasn't like said if it was confirmed to be real, but now that you talk about that, I totally spaced that. I wasn't even thinking about it. It somewhat sounds to that Puss in Boots, like whistle. The death whistle.
Yeah,
that's how it sounds.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's pretty crazy. I wonder if there's some sort of connection or like relevance to that, right?
Who knows? But that'll end off the story of El Silbón, the whistle man. It's honestly, it's so scary. If I were to come across this dude or like even hear his whistle, like I said at the beginning, I think I would freeze. And overall, I think it's a very spooky tale. Like you could literally tell it while you're camping or something. I feel like
that's a good camp story. But you guys, that'll close off today's episode. If you guys did enjoy it, don't forget to follow us at Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with the K, to let us know if you guys have any more ideas you guys would like us to talk about on this podcast.
Yes, guys. So without further ado, thank you guys for tuning in as always, and we'll see you guys next Wednesday. Peace.